Boyd made it to the last cut and got cut, so I didn't watch that.
You do what now?
Boyd made it to the last cut and got cut.
Excuse me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Yes, sir.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move case number 11,368 to the end of the meeting.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we move case number 11,368 to the end of the meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sharp.
This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant or any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you advise that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First case, please.
First case number is 11366, the application of William C. Boyles. Site is located east of Road 351, Clubhouse Road, being southeast of Naomi Drive, 200 feet southwest of Jackie Drive, and being Lot 20, Block G, Section 4 in White's Creek Manor subdivision, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1473, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. And to be more specifically, they are requesting a 1.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a shower and dwelling. We haven't received any letters in support of or in opposition to this application. We did receive one mail return. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Manine Robinson. I represent Mr. Boyles.
with regard to the variance request. Mr. Boyles.
Excuse me, sir. Is he going to be testifying?
He's not going to. He would just affirm what I said.
Well, he need to be sworn in.
That's sworn in, so.
Please. Sorry about that. I wanted to be sure.
Not a problem.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
William C. Boyles, 141 Naomi Drive, Bushby, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
This property is located at 141 Naomi Drive in Ocean View. It was purchased by Mr. Boyles on December 12th of last year. A survey done just prior to settlement showed a violation of the side yard setback requirement. The attached shower and the residence are located 8.2 feet and 8.6 feet respectively from the side property line and are in violation of the 10-foot setback requirement by 1.8 and 1.4 feet. He is seeking a variance of these violations just to keep the structure in its current state. He'd be required to destroy the shower and a portion of the home in order to come into compliance with the setback violation or the setback requirement. And this would create a significant expense and would remove a significant portion of the property which he paid for when he went to settlement. The variance requested is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and that he can't maintain the structure as it is without the variance. It was not created by Mr. Boyles in that he purchased the property in December 12th, and at the time of purchase, these setback violations were in place. The home has been, I think it was built in 1982, and the shower was constructed at that time as well, to my understanding. And during that time, the property has not been out of character for the community, so it wouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood or impair the use of adjacent properties. And Mr. Boyles is simply seeking the minimum variance to allow him to maintain the structure in its current state. So it would be the 1.8 feet. Anything else, Mr. Boyles?
No,
you think
that's
was everything accurate?
Everything is accurate.
Any questions?
I'll find out, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Werben?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Galloway, have no further questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated uniqueness. It's an unusually shaped lot, and it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property now that it's developed, having not been developed by the applicant, therefore wasn't created by the applicant. We heard testimony that it doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or not detrimental to public welfare, and he is seeking a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,366.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,366. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,366 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.